Om Shanti. And we welcome Didi with the one hand wave. We are so fortunate to be with Didi today. And it's a wonderful topic that we are going to cover, the art of being natural. Because when we look at the world now, everyone is moving towards organic, right? Natural, everything natural. They want everything, fruits, vegetables, and everything natural. And also, when we look in the golden age, even the deities are very natural. They didn't have any of the makeup. Their beauty was natural. There wasn't anything of artificial thing. And also, nature-wise, when we meet any people, we want people to be natural. We don't like people who are very artificial. No, Didi? So today, Didi will throw some light on this topic of art of being natural. Because when we see dadis also, they were natural. They were very, their smile was natural. That was the attraction. So how to bring about this natural thing in the self?
Om Shanti. Our original nature is peace, love, happiness, knowledgeful, cheerful. But from corporate, because of the influence of the company, we became rajotamo, unnatural. Now our aim is to become again satopradhan, like deities. For that, we need to remember Baba. With clear aim, we can naturally be satopradhan. And Baba has reminded us what has been our original nature. Everyone loves people who are natural and not who are having facade. These days, there are more people having facade, artificial. So, it does need our effort, and it is an art.
Didi, there are some questions which have come. So we will take up these questions. And also, if anyone have any questions, you can come up here and take the mic and can ask questions. Didi, what are the natural sanskars needed to develop now to become deity in the future?
In order to be deity in future, we need mainly purity and divinity. Mm-hmm. Being sweet, lovely, cheerful, powerful. Even our non-living images have so much power that just by being in the temple, we feel peaceful. Mm. We feel that power.
Mm. Yeah, these sanskars need to be natural within us. So it's not an effort, but when it becomes natural, then it's, we are deities. Didi, is there a connection between purity and being natural?
Of course.
If there is so, how does impurity makes one being not natural?
Naturally, when our deep connection with purity, and that is natural, impurity is unnatural.
Yes. Okay, but in nowadays, in the iron aged world, impurity is natural. So, how do we say, okay, purity is natural?
It is unnatural but common.
Common, okay. It's not natural. Impurity is not natural but it's common. Yeah, that's the right thing. Yeah, okay. Before being natural, what really need to practice first? Natural, before becoming natural, for to become that natural, what really we need to practice? We need to practice
self-consciousness.
Okay.
And then remembrance.
Okay.
Because remembrance will give us power to have that purity. Because purity is really necessary.
Okay. Didi, can we put it this way? Natural means being bringing about the virtues of the soul. When we become full, then we become natural. Okay. Whether it is soul conscious or remembrance. Okay, that's what's the thing. Often we heard that practices can be from the heart or just intellectual or head. Is there a connection between the practices from head or heart to develop being natural?
To be natural, we should practice from our heart.
From our heart, okay.
Because head knows, but head cannot make us natural. It should come from heart.
Okay, but we need to understand first and then go to the heart.
Definitely understand first. Or know first.
Know first.
We have to know first what is natural. And then the heart will have to change.
Okay. So Didi, what do you mean by when you say heart change? Change your heart. Like remembering from the heart, efforts from the heart, you mentioned now. So what do you exactly mean by that?
Our heart should be with that change.
Okay.
Because heart is the seat of feeling, we call. So naturally, our feeling has to be divine.
Okay. When we speak of heart, it's a feeling that we are speaking of. So feeling should be divine. Okay. Didi, Baba says, make your remembrance natural. Make your remembrance. So how to make our remembrance being natural?
We have to establish loving relationship with Baba. Then it becomes easy to remember and it will be natural, because whoever you love naturally, you remember that person.
So to increase that love, maybe relationships, experience relationship with Baba. And then love will increase and then it becomes natural. Didi, as we are coming into month of January, because it's already the end of the year, 2022 is gone almost now. So what do we need to pay attention to so that our avyakta stage or angelic stage become natural. So in other words, how to have a natural angelic life.
We need to have aim to be avyakt angelic.
Mm-hmm.
And with the aim and attention, we can be naturally avyakt and angelic.
Mm-hmm. So only aim is enough, or in along with the aim, we need to do any other effort also?
Attention, because attention. We have been body conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be naturally detached, as today Baba was mentioning, detached from the body and loving to Baba.
What examples of Brahma Baba we can follow from him that he practices to have a natural life? Natural yogic life, we can say.
Brahma Baba used to maintain avyakt angelic stage. Especially in the last years I have seen him. He was very avyakt. And all the time in remembrance of Shiv Baba. That was his priority. Serving children was second priority. First priority was self.
Okay. Didi, do we need spiritual powers to have a natural life? If we do, which powers are necessary to practice in our daily effort?
Spirituality is the basis of natural life.
Okay.
Without being spiritual, you can't have natural life. And for that, we need first and foremost honesty, purity, peace, happiness, sweetness, all the powers.
Didi, when you say we need spirituality to have a natural life, so can you elaborate on that?
Spiritual knowledge.
Okay.
Soul consciousness.
Okay. Okay. So
brotherly vision.
That's important. No? Okay. Because only when we have that soul consciousness, then the feeling of belongingness is there. And the feeling of universal brotherhood is there. Okay. Then it becomes natural for us. Is it how to make the qualities of deities being natural now in our daily life? For example, being all virtuous. How to make all the virtues natural now in Brahmin life?
We have to be aware that they are my original nature.
Virtues are my original nature.
So that awareness will help us to have natural virtuous life.
Okay. Could Didi give some examples of any Dadi whom Didi had seen who practices a very natural yogi life? Of course, there are many, all Dadis, but any example like you have seen?
All Dadis, especially Dadi Prakashman, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Janki. They had natural yogi life and natural yogi life is based on jnani life.
Okay. Yogi life is based on jnani life. Okay.
Because jnana first then yoga, and then virtues. So all the dadis, but especially these three dadis, we have seen, and we could feel in their presence so much spiritual love, brotherly love, belonging.
Devi, what are the main obstacles in having a natural life? Can Didi mention some of them?
Obstacles in maintaining natural life, first and foremost, will be body consciousness.
Yes. Okay.
Then negative attitude. As today Baba was saying, no? Some people have their distant vision, very good, seeing the defects of other people, waste thoughts. They are the obstacles in maintaining natural life.
Maybe one of the things that came on my mind is maybe ego is a very strong negativity, maybe that doesn't allow us to become natural. Maybe we on the basis of that, we put our masks, different masks, and we don't show our real self. We don't want to show our real self to the world because of that ego, maybe. Is it?
Yes, ego, body consciousness.
We wanted to have a constant, stable and natural stage. How to create a natural stage? This constant, stable and natural stage. How to create that?
Once we have art of being natural, it's easy to maintain it constantly. So, to be constant and stable, first we have to make it a habit.
Make it a habit. So when it is a habit, then it becomes natural. Okay. So there are many online who are watching. There are some questions which have come online. So is there anyone who want to ask questions from the audience now? Yeah, can you take a mic? Give the mic.
Come in front.
Can you come in front? Who want to ask question?
Mic, Nina.
Baba says, I think you also mentioned, Baba says, become very, very sweet in the Murli. So how does, what does he mean by become sweet and how to make that natural?
Okay. You want me to repeat, Didi? Vish is asking, Baba says, become sweet. So what does he really mean by when he says, become sweet? And how to make that unnatural nature?
By being sweet. Speak sweetly. Have relationship with that sweetness. Not to have any bitter words or
harsh words.
Harsh words or insult anyone, but being sweet.
Maybe if we become more virtuous, we become more sweet. And also, is it mercy is very much necessary, compassion is necessary to become sweet?
No, love.
Love. Love is very much necessary to become sweet. And how to make it natural, like a natural nature of sweetness.
Any attention of having that nature, like sweetness, maintaining that sweetness.
So paying attention towards that again and again, check and change, check and change.
Check whether I am sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come and ask question from here.
Om Shanti, you mentioned that serve self first and then others. Can you please clarify where does, it's a very fine line between serving ourselves and being selfish. It's a very fine line. How can we, you know, differentiate that discriminating power? How can we utilize that naturally?
Serving ourselves is having good amratvela. During day, having karma yogi life. During evening, maintaining meditation. And that is essential before we can serve others. Because if I'm not powerful by remembrance, how can I serve others? So it is not selfish, it is essential.
And these are the basic things for to serve the self. That's the dimension. Amrit Vela, Murli points, at least if sometimes you don't have, not able to attend Murli completely, but at least you know what Baba said today and paying attention towards it, and evening meditation. Any other questions from the audience? Yeah, please. Can I be quick, please? If anyone else want to ask questions, please come in the front seat. So that then.
Om Shanti Didi. In today's, you know, time, even in big case, it's becoming very big on eating raw food and not going to cooked meals or anything, to have a natural yogi life. So I'm seeing that it's like people are very, souls are becoming possessed.
So,
so
what's your question?
It's how, where, you know, getting a bit confused that, you know, should we actually go into, you know, eating raw, or how we keep balance with that coming to.
Want me to repeat?
Okay.
Because nowadays people want to are going towards raw eating, fruits and raw vegetables, salad. So how, like, is it right to go like natural food for to maintain a natural yogi life? So like, What is your take on that?
It's not necessary.
Not necessary.
It is up to individual. There are not too many people who are eating raw food.
Not 100% raw, maybe. They can include some salad in their meals or something. Yeah.
But that is raw.
Yeah.
Salad is also raw.
That's okay, Naditi.
Yeah.
That's healthy also.
Yeah, but that's up to individual.
Mm.
It's not easy to be completely on a raw diet.
Yeah.
Because we are used to cook the food and eat. But there are some people.
Okay.
Yaad karo mujhe shiv ko, nit yaad karo mujhe shiv ko, nit yaad karo mujhe shiv ko.
but there are some questions online, Didi. So, past few days, I have been practicing of being a bestower. I can slightly notice a change within me. I can see I'm developing acceptance. And am I in the right path?
Yeah, I think one needs to accept everyone as they are, to be bestower of virtues, powers, etc.
When the body is getting sick, the soul is also affected. The soul is also affected. Yoga is also interrupted. And the remembrance of Baba is also difficult. So how can we serve the world as the world benefactor?
Body is sick. The pain that is happening will affect remembrance, serving others, being world benefactor. But as one goes beyond this awareness of the body, becomes aware, there is no pain. They're going beyond this world, beyond happening in this world. And I have seen Dadi Kumarka in the last days. Even last days she was in such a powerful yoga. Because when you have done it throughout your life, to be in that powerful yoga, even when the body is going through whatever sickness, you can be bestower and not grounded or
caught up in that pain.
Caught up in pain.
If a BK is influenced by a negative impression by another BK about their instrument teacher, there are two BKs in the center. So one student is telling something against the instrument to the other. So they're influenced. So how to serve that soul to come out of that influence and to bring close to the instrument and the center?
Only good wishes and pure feelings. Because it's not easy to come out of any impression that somebody is having. But if the person who that soul has got negative feeling, if that person keeps on good feeling and pure feeling and not get affected, I should not get affected.
Also, they can sit and talk to that person. Who is
you can
spreading.
Talk, but never know how much they will change their opinion.
Okay.
A trial.
But at least try to talk to them.
Right.
Yeah. During Dadi's time, during Prakashmani Dadi's time, Apnapan is among BKs. There was apna, feeling of belongingness was lot. And now, at the center, we can't experience that feeling of belongingness, that unconditional love. Among BKs, we aren't experienced as one. Like that feeling of belonging. Mainly, the question is about how to increase that feeling of belongingness that we used to experience at the time of Dadis.
Dadis, you have Dadis. Not everybody is Dadi. At the moment, all are Giddis. So, it's not easy to expect.
Yes.
Should yes. not expect that Didis should be like Dadis.
So everyone is unique. Every soul is unique. So, okay, other than that, how to increase the feeling of belongingness in the family?
Have love and accept them as they are. Mm.
That spiritual love, unconditional love for each other. If I don't feel worthy to take love from Baba, if I don't feel worthy to take love from Baba, what should I do?
Don't allow that feeling.
Okay.
Everybody is worthy to receive Baba's love.
Because of the past memories of some mistake the soul has done, maybe. Because
of write down whatever mistake you have done.
Mm.
And Baba has love for everybody. He accepts everybody as they are.
Mm.
He says, you are my children.
Mm.
And we have to say, my Baba.
Mm. So, practically not allowing that feeling to just, you know, come up and take over.
And not maintain that feeling.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we maintain that feeling.
Mm. I'm not worthy. So now each soul is worthy of receiving love from Baba. Baba always said about Brahma Baba that if a mistake was made by Brahma, that mistake would change and be corrected for you. So due to above statement, the wrong direction has become. That's the thing. The question, that's a sentence, like they have one finished sentence. Okay, let me take the next question, Didi. Because I don't know what exactly that person is like wanting to ask. Or do you want to answer something? Say something.
I think she meant that Baba said, Brahma Baba gave some direction that was not right.
Mm.
But Shiv Baba corrects it. So sometimes people may have wrong faith in Brahma Baba.
Okay. So actually, I'm not clear about the question, what that person wanted to ask. So understand, as you say, it's the method. Like when we ask the worthy of, when I don't feel that I'm worthy. I understand, as you say, it's a method, but I still feel unworthy. And it blocks me taking love from Baba in meditation.
You know it is blocking you. So why do you allow that feeling?
Mm.
You stay in that self-respect. Tell yourself, I am worthy.
Yes. To erase that feeling of unworthiness and to bring back that feeling of being worthy. some special, some souls living bhakti, they don't leave bhakti sanskars, like visiting a temple rarely. Will it affect this gyan path, our yogic state of mind? When they start off with the gyan, with being Baba's child, so they are in the transit, they are still continuing with bhakti, they visit temples. So visiting temples and doing bhakti, will that affect the path of knowledge?
Baba always says, don't tell anybody to give up bhakti.
Okay.
It should come naturally and they should give up bhakti. It will affect. They won't progress so fast in jnana, but nobody should tell them to give up.
So it has to happen naturally. Didi, if I have clashes, sanskar clashes with other souls, what to do at that time and what to do later? What to do? Sometimes they write and I don't understand. To do at that time and what to do later?
If you have clash with sanskar, speak sweetly. And share your views. Why, what, how, etc. Because nowadays even your own children will be rebellious if you are forcing to do them something. So don't force anybody to follow your direction. But explain, and they will understand.
Any differences, just sit and talk, and then that will resolve. Didi, when Baba says in the Murli, renounce the arrogance of your body, what does it really mean? Arrogance of the body.
Because sometimes some people are beautiful. So they have arrogance of their body that I am beautiful, I am healthy, I am tall, I am whatever speciality they have of the body. And
maybe about the skills also that they are having? Skills?
They may have some skill and they are proud of that. So that we have to renounce.
That's arrogance, Baba said that to adopt different forms according to situation. Adopt different forms according to situation, like wearing tip-top clothes for certain seva. Likewise, if my job requires me to be fashionable, is it okay? And can I still be spiritual?
Of course. Without having your own desire, because it is required by your boss.
Nowadays, or the profession, that he or she is in.
Nowadays, especially those who are at reception, the boss will require them to wear certain type of hair and dress and shoes and all. So that's as a detached observer, do it. That will not affect your spirituality.
So not engrossed in it or not thinking about it the whole day, just doing it. Didi, sometimes we get irritated when someone don't understand what you tell them. It makes me not to be light and easy in front of them. How to overcome it?
Even if mentally you are irritated, don't express it
mm-hmm.
in words
mm.
or from your face
mm.
because everybody has got their own weakness and some people are stubborn. They don't want to listen to anyone. They maintain their own opinion. So you should not get affected by that.
You want to ask a question? Okay.
Didiji, you said that I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. there was something you said, and that raised a question in my head. I'll come back if that's okay.
No problem. It's okay. Take your time. Yeah, I'll go on to take a next question, and then you can come back. There is some groupism between surrender BKs and general BKs. Are surrender sisters allowed to discriminate like this? They don't treat BKs as of them. This is in terms of communication. Communication is also not well. There's a groupism. Is it good? In BKs, in Baba's Yajna.
Surrendered and non-surrendered.
Not non-surrendered and all these things. Maybe surrender or not, or any type of groupism. Any type of groupism, is it allowed? And how to deal with it?
I think it's natural. Those who are thinking
mm-hmm.
similar way,
mm-hmm.
they will form a group.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a natural.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if they are like, okay, this is my group, this is your group, and you know that, all that, just to have a conversation, like-minded conversation, which is not harming anyone, That is something very healthy. But if it is affecting and also not communicating properly, or in Baba's service also, if that is becoming an hindrance, how to?
I think spiritual love will
mm-hmm.
break that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is no spiritual love,
mm-hmm.
naturally there will be some barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see I and mine should not be there. That's
yes.
the main thing Baba
yes.
always emphasizes. Go beyond I and mine.
Yes. These are my people. This is my group. These are my...
Let us... Listen to everyone
mm.
and discuss mm.
yeah.
what is right, what is wrong, why I think this is right, etc.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of insecurity that they want to form a group. Mainly the root cause, maybe it's insecurity. Okay. Insecure as a person. So they want the support
of
other people and want to make a group. So insecurity is a seed. Want to ask?
So Didi, you said that Baba accepts us as we are. In that perspective, where does Purusharth fall in place? Then what is the point of Purusharth? And obviously we have to do Purusharth, and Baba also emphasizes on Purusharth. And then we say he accepts us as it is. So, do you understand my question?
Only then we can. Okay. Didi, she is asking, like you said, that Baba accepts us as we are, each child Baba accepts as we are. So where does Purusharth fall in place? When Baba is accepting as we are, so where does this efforts come?
Naturally, everybody wants to progress. And Baba is also telling us how to progress. It's not that Baba says, don't do Purusharth. He says, do Purusharth. Without Purusharth, you will not get anything. Especially every day, Murli says, study, then you'll get status. Because your status will depend on how good you are in study, whether you are elevated, mediocre, or low purusharthi, you will have the result accordingly. Your status will be accordingly. So purusharth has always marching.
So when Baba says you are mine, when Baba accepts us, it's not that Baba doesn't want us to make efforts. It's like just accepting, giving that unconditional love, so that on the basis of that unconditional love, we progress. There's no fear, but we make efforts out of love. Didi, when we pay attention to our spiritual dharana, there are some BKs who is very clever in putting us in trouble, as we have to be alert and cautious not to get trapped by them. This makes us very unnatural. How to maintain a good stage in this situation?
You have to remain alert and attentive, and not get trapped by anyone. So you should know the cleverness of that person. And whether they are real or artificial. Because sometimes some people are friendly on the superficial level, but internally they have animosity. So you have to be clear and understand what they are real.
Yeah, and Baba also speaks of discrimination. Among eight powers, one is the power to discriminate. To understand the soul properly and then respond to it is very much important.
Last question.
Didi, we have 5 minutes more. So a couple of questions we can have. Baba said in Murli that outsiders cannot come, become princes and princesses, but outsiders are more perfect than those in the center. As Baba said, what is the difference?
Baba has never said, Baba, I don't remember, has ever said that outsider can't become prince, princess. He says many times that those who are outsider are making more efforts and go fast.
Outsider in the sense BK, but living at the center. Not living at the center. Yeah, Baba always encourages them. It's not so. The only criteria is that they have to be surrendered with their intellect. Yeah, so then they can claim the status. Yeah. Didi, is it a must we must offer cooked food on Sundays when we offer bhog? Is it necessary to offer bhog cooked food on Sundays? Or is it okay once in a week, that is on Sundays, if we offer fruits and make the meal lighter and practice more of Gyan and Yoga as a group, as 18th January.
I think it depends on the class. If they prefer fruit, yeah, offer fruit. But if they want cooked food, you should not be lazy. Because sometimes it can be laziness that you say, oh, we will offer fruit today for both. I think usually it's laziness.
Then we call it, give it a name of become healthy, you know, like it's actually the laziness. Okay.
Now Dadi always used to say we should offer bhog, Janki Dadi, offer bhog that is cooked in Madhuban. She wouldn't even allow in oven, food cooked by oven like biscuits and chocolate and cake and all. We said, no, that is not offered in Madhuban. We should not.
Okay, Dadis always used to say that whatever happens in Madhuban, we have to just follow it. Whether it's the timings, Murli time and traffic control, whatever the timings, and also the method, whatever happens in Madhuban, just follow it. Didi, how to completely remove laziness?
As zeal and enthusiasm. Because if you have zeal and enthusiasm, there can't be laziness.
How can studying students contact Baba? They're studying. Tell me your. I don't know. Okay, Didi, how to be true to Baba?
Honesty is best policy. That's even in the world, people say. Mm-hmm. So we have to be honest to Baba.
Mm-hmm. How? Like what to do to be honest to Baba? Like just tell everything to Baba? Open up our heart?
Especially whatever mistake you have done. Mm-hmm. Tell it to Baba.
Mm. So, okay.
Okay, it's 11 o'clock now.
Okay, so there are a few other questions. Maybe next week we can take up these questions next week. So every Sunday, Didi has an interview, and this is online, which goes to Australia and Asia. So thank you very much, Didi, and thanks to you also for your beautiful questions, and also those who are watching online. Thanks a lot for being with us this week. So let's have a 5 minutes meditation, powerful meditation, and we all of us will take drishti from Didi.